Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. It seemed like nearly everyone on the internet and on cable news were preoccupied with condemning President-elect Donald Trump's latest Twitter tantrum, this time directed at the cast of the hit Broadway musical Hamilton for their protest over the weekend. Well, if Donald Trump is happy to have everyone focused on his spat with the New York elite, it might be because elsewhere new details continue to emerge on possible conflicts of interest involving Trump and his commercial enterprises, in addition to the fact that the incoming president has agreed to pay $25 million to settle a suit against him for fraud in the Trump University case. So far, Trump's actions this week, such as meeting with Indian business leaders, suggest a president-elect who is still very much immersed in his personal real estate interests. All of this in addition to new reporting in the Washington Post on Donald Trump's business holdings in Turkey and a Post report that Trump registered 8 companies in Saudi Arabia during the presidential campaign. With me now is Eric Lipton. He's investigative reporter for the Washington Bureau of the New York Times. He's been following the president-elect's business dealings during this transition. Eric Lipton, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
First, let's talk about a meeting that Indian business leaders who are building Trump-branded apartment buildings in India had here in the United States just a couple of days ago.
Right. So this was last Tuesday, and Trump is busy working in his transition, is working with his kids, who are also a part of the transition. And during that period, he took a pause to meet with 3 executives from India who had flown in. In part, certainly this was to congratulate him because they just built 2 towers in this town of Pune in western India, which is a luxury apartment building. And they were there to congratulate him, but also, according to sort of reports that they gave, to talk about future developments that they wanted to do with the Trump brand. Trump is doing more in India right now than any place outside of North America. He's got 5 different projects underway. And so it just, you know, it's already sort of puts on the map that at the same time as he's preparing for the presidential transition, he and his children are still quite engaged in their business dealings in places all over the world.
All over the world, including right on Pennsylvania Avenue, just blocks from the White House. Around the same time that you're reporting on, Eric Lipton, there was a seminar or a marketing seminar for foreign diplomats in the Trump International Hotel on Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, urging them to stay in the hotel, presumably while they're doing business with the U.S. government under Donald Trump.
This is really sort of an unprecedented situation. So here you have the Trump Organization pitching to foreign diplomats, urging them to stay in his hotel a few blocks from the White House. And of course, if they want to try to impress, you know, the president of the United States, they're going to are not offend him. They're going to want to stay in his hotel. I mean, that same building is owned by the General Services Administration, which is an agency of the United States federal government. Donald Trump appoints the head of the GSA, and therefore he is the tenant in that building, and his company is the tenant. So he's going to appoint the head of the agency that he rents from. You know, everywhere you look, up and down the city and across the world, there are places where there's potential conflicts.
In addition to Donald Trump's other businesses, his children going to run his business, which can't be a traditional blind trust. He knows what buildings he owns. He knows where his golf courses are and what countries they're in. This is just a many, many tendrilled hydra at this point.
It is. And it's full employment for reporters because the stories are, you know, everywhere you look. Here you have agreement between the Wall Street Journal editorial page and President Obama. The Journal on Friday wrote an editorial saying Trump's only choice, and this is sounds pretty radical, but is to liquidate his holdings and to put them into cash and then our treasury bonds or something, and to let have a true blind trust in which some investment manager runs all of his wealth until he leaves office. Then President Obama was asked yesterday about, you know, what he did, and he said he liquidated. And he said, of course, he had much smaller assets, so it was much less complicated. But that he said he felt free after liquidating to make decisions and to know that no one was going to call him for suggesting that it was a conflict of interest. I don't know what choice Trump faces other than that, which is very radical, and I can't imagine he would ever agree to it. But that's, you know, you have the Wall Street Journal and President Obama's urging that on him in recent days.
Eric Lipton, investigative reporter for the Washington Bureau of the New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you.